Psalm 141, Preface. As the pruning hook is beneficial to the tree, and the knife to the vine, although wounding and causing them to bleed, so the preaching of repentance and the bearing of the cross is beneficial to the soul. It teaches us the knowledge of sin, works a godly sorrow, and causes us to turn unto God and to seek in Him the healing of our diseases. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. The cross renders sin odious, urges repentance upon us, steals our faith, increases hope, makes us fervent in prayer, and plants in the heart a longing and a looking for another and a better life. As plowing is good for the soil, so are the cross, sorrows, and afflictions to the soul. It sweetens the word of God and softens the soil of the heart, that the comfortings of the gospel can take root and grow therein. Blessed they who repent of sin, humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, and patiently follow Christ under the cross. To them applies the promise, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." James 1:12. A sample of a penitent and humble heart is found in the 141st Psalm. Prayer for deliverance in great need. A Psalm of David. Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cuts and cleaves wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst I withal escape. Summary. David composed this psalm at a time when he was in great distress, because he so urgently cries unto God for help. He implores God to preserve him from joining the wicked in the service of sin in order to gain their friendship, and that he might not be enticed by their dainties, the seductive pleasures of sin. David rather desires the righteous should reprove him for a warning against transgression, and he prays for the overthrow of seducers, that those misled by them might see and accept the truth and turn to that which is right. In this psalm, mark well that David was accustomed to lift up his hands in prayer as an evening sacrifice. Every night did David, the man after the heart of God, offer up the fruit of his lips, prayer and praise. Forget not that a family without prayer is much like a house without a roof, and let the incense of prayer rise up to the throne of grace as a daily sacrifice, night and morning. Prayer. Lord God of Israel, in thy temple of old, thy people, according to thy law, brought the offering of a lamb morning and evening. And this was well pleasing unto thee when it was offered as a figure of that lamb which should come to save Israel from his sins. For the sake of this lamb, even Jesus Christ, let our sacrifice be acceptable in thy sight, when we, night and morning, cry for the remission of all our sins. Amen.